The 27-year curse has been broken.
Reina does the honours, and South Africa make history.
The Proteas becoming Test champions of the world is a moment that will be etched in South African cricket history. Now, they did this with a glorious 5-wicket victory against longtime rivals Australia on the fourth day of the World Test Championship final at Lord's yesterday. It was Aidan Markram's show as he struck a magnificent 136, which steered the Proteas to the win, but was not there for the winning moment as he fell to a brilliant catch by Travis Head with only 6 runs still required. He closed off day 3 on 102 and says that's ultimately when the emotional roller coaster had begun.
Last night I was pretty emotional. From like, let's call it, what time did we finish at about 6? The game had sort of slowed down. I had a bit of time to look around and see all the fans, the family, all the mates that are there, look at the change room, and then I was like, yes, we're here now. We're getting close. And it caught me off guard. Obviously then the 100 happened and a couple of tears leaked out that I was trying to fight. In terms of today, nothing's hit me just yet, so maybe that's a good thing. But something needs to hit me soon to get out all the emotions, because it's been a bit of a roller coaster.
Over to rugby now. The Vodacom Bulls were convincingly thumped in the final of the United Rugby Championship by Leinster in Dublin last night, going down by 32-7 to the Irish outfit. Leinster dominated from the start and were leading by 19-0 at halftime. Leinster scored 4 tries, while the Bulls' points came from a try by replacement hooker Akar van der Merwe in the 50th minute that was converted by Johan Goosen. And then ending off with some football, Ryan Tanuri says, it's been a dream to move to Manchester City. Now the Algeria international defender completed a 5-year deal from Premier League rivals Wolves on Monday. Tanuri says it's great to be at one of the best clubs in the world.
They have a lot of great players in this team. I was proud, you know, because I worked very hard since I come in England on the... I was very, very proud, yeah, for sure.
South Africa look to earn their 6th CASAFA Cup title when they face defending champions Angola in the decider this afternoon. That one kicks off at 3 o'clock. That's all for now for the East Coast Radio Sports Team. I'm Faida Crouch.